This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another special Audience of One bonus show. And this week is something I think you'll enjoy. Back in 1984, a brand new comic hitting the U.S. stages had recently left Russia. That's right, his name was Yakov Smirnov. He went on to fame and fortune, has his own theater in Branson, Missouri. He was the comedy writer and performed for Ronald Reagan during his presidency, and did many, many TV appearances and I believe about four movies. Very talented comic and actor. But back in 1984, he had just come out from Russia. He had learned the language and was appearing at comedy clubs. And we were one of the first clubs he worked at. In fact, he was an opening act back in 1980. But by 1984, he was headlining. He'd had some success on TV, and he was back at my club, Laughs Unlimited. This is a short interview with lots of comedy in it of Yakov Smirnov on KCRA Channel 3 Noon News promoting the show that weekend. So sit back and enjoy a quick conversation with Russian comedian Yakov Smirnov.
And he is here in the studio with us right now. Welcome, Yakov.
Thank you.
Tell us, how did you get started in comedy, and why did you decide to come from Russia to America?
Starting in comedy, I got into a contest there on the best political joke. First prize was 20 years. And I lost. And that's why I decided to come on here. It's much better to do comedy out here. Here you can go on the stage and actually say anything you want, or you can go on television. You can go even to President Reagan and say, I don't like Reagan. We can do the same thing in Russia. We can go to Andropov and say, I don't like Reagan. It's almost the same thing. So all those reasons, you know, they censor your material there, and it's very hard to work in those situations. You got to write out all your jokes, and you send it to Department of Jokes. There's actually, I'm not making
this is not a joke.
Not a joke. They send it back to you, censored, and mm-hmm. you have to stay with the script. You can't improvise. If somebody heckles you from the audience, you can't say, like, your mother wears army boots. Because she probably does. She'll hurt, you know. So that's why I left.
Okay, so what happened? You decided to leave. Did you simply pack your bags and hop on a plane?
I wish. No. The procedure is you apply for a visa. Mm-hmm. They give you master charge. I'm kidding. Generally, it's a long way. You wait about 2 years, and they interrogate you. They fire you from work after you apply. It's almost as bad as being in the show 60 minutes on another channel.
But that's okay. We get the meaning.
But it really was hard, but it worth it. You know, after 2 years of waiting, I got an answer, get out. Mm-hmm. And it's true. I was leaving on Thanksgiving Day. Mm-hmm. It's in June. Any day you leave is Thanksgiving Day. I celebrate it. And I came out here and I didn't speak English, and now I do a little.
You arrive in America. Mm-hmm. What are your feelings about comedy here?
It's great. It's much freer. You have great audiences. People love to laugh in America because they had food before the show.
Yes, it helps.
It does. It does. It's great. I don't want to sound like I'm plugging the club, but the Laughs Unlimited, but I think you have one of the best clubs in the country, comedy clubs, mm-hmm. here in Sacramento. It's a very comedy-oriented club. Atmosphere is very good, and it's a pleasure to perform there. Mm-hmm. And there's another place now, Magic Hat, upstairs, which they do tricks and your wallet disappears and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Where do you live?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Do you go all over the country?
Yeah, I work from Alaska to Florida, and I travel a lot.
Any favorite spots?
Las Vegas, Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. Now I found another spot. It's Tahoe. It's great. It's wonderful. Hawaii was good.
What are some of the other differences besides the nature of comedy itself? Some of the other differences that you've discovered between your former country, Russia, and
America? There's a lot. I mean, the learning English was hard. You know, I remember the first time I went to an American restaurant. They said, "How many people in your party?" I said, 2 million. And they gave me a corner booth. You know, I flew to America and the American airline, and they're I walked in a restroom and there's a sign that says no foreign objects allowed.
Did you walk out?
It's 12 hours flight. Had to wait till I get to New York. Yeah, it wasn't funny then. There's hundreds of things still hard to adjust. One girl invited me to her place and she said, "Would you like some cheesecake?" I said, "No, I really don't like cheesecake." I said, "Do you have anything else, like Jell-O or something?" She said, "Yeah, I have plenty of Jell-O. I have Jell-O coming out of my ears." I said, "I'll have cheesecake then." You know, my father was jealous.
Made you think twice.
Oh, God, yes. But it's fun. Those are fun things.
Great. Jakub, we want to thank you for coming on our show, showing us a somewhat different side of comedy. If you want to catch more of his act again,
Well, you could tell he was slipping in as many jokes as he could during the interview. I don't know if Jennifer, who was the host of the new news, was catching all of them. But that was very funny. That was Jakub Smirnoff being interviewed on the new news on KCRA Channel 3 back in 1984 to promote his appearance at my club. He'd already worked for me for a number of years and was a very talented comic, and it was always a joy to have him. There's an interview of him earlier in the season. Be sure to check it out. He tells the whole story of coming out from Russia. But this little short segment was just your bonus for the week. I'm sure you enjoyed it as much as I did. Hey, thanks for listening, and stay tuned on Sunday, another great show. Talk to you soon. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon, and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.